We're continuing our study from Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21. I trust that it's been beneficial to you. And this is verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. When God started the process of making the helper for Adam, he did not allow Adam to see the process. He put Adam to sleep. And that reveals an essential part of how God makes what he wants for us. When God is working, this is how he works. He does not allow us to see the process. He does not show us what he's doing while he's doing it. It is a frustrating process for human beings because we always want to see the process. We want to see how things work. And so when God is at work, we want to see what he's doing and how he's doing it. But we see right here in Genesis a very fundamental principle that when God is working on our case or doing something for us or making something for us, he doesn't allow us to see it. And that's how he deals with us. He will show us his work after he's done. He will present the work to us, and that's when we get excited and we call it a miracle. But while he's processing the miracle, he puts us to sleep. Literally, he doesn't make us see it. God works in the darkness and reveals it in the light. And so if you are in a situation where you think God is not working on your case, he's forgotten about you, he's put you to sleep. You are in the darkness, but he's at work. He's making for you what you've requested for him, and he will reveal it in the light for you when he's done. Another reason why God put Adam to sleep was so that he would not see the beginnings of the creation of the helper he had asked God for, or the helper that God was making for him. And this is a very important lesson, because when people see the process of your making, they devalue you. When people see your beginnings in life, they see how you started and every process of your life, they devalue you. And so when God is working with you, he has a way of hiding you from people and revealing you later. When you look through the Bible, you see the pattern. Most of the time, God will take people to the far side of the desert. You take them to a wilderness. You take them away from people's eyes and then reveal them. John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, Moses, Abraham. Just look through the scripture. David, God picks you from somewhere, shuts people's eyes to the process he's using to make you, and then reveals you later. And so if at any point you feel nobody notices me, I'm in the dark, God is working on you. That is the way God works. And we see that pattern right here in Genesis chapter 2, that God is making the helper for Adam, but Adam has no clue what is going on because God doesn't want Adam to wake up or watch how he's doing it and tell. So Adam will tell Eve, well, I saw you be made. I saw how your ear was made. I saw how your nose was made. I saw your beginning. If people see every process that God uses about you, they will devalue you. God will shut their eyes. He will make them not notice you until he's finished working with you. Then he presents you. And so we learn two important lessons. When God is working on our case, he doesn't make us see it. And when God is raising up people or preparing them, he doesn't reveal them until he's finished working. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I believe you are making something good for me. Help me to trust you, even when I can't see you at work. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, God is working on you. He's not stopped, and he will perfect that which concerns you. And Pastor Mesa Otterbill, shalom, peace, and life to you.